You know, if you take a seed and you look at it, all you see is a seed, right? What you can't see is the potential of that seed. And what some of you fail to see is the potential that you have in your life when you're planted in Christ. You have great potential in Jesus Christ. But you have to plant yourself in the right soil. You have to put God first. You have to seek Him first in all His ways. And say, okay, I'm going to plant myself in good soil so that I might not be overwhelmed by life, but I might be with God as God is with me. Anybody here ever feel overwhelmed? Feel kind of like buried in life? Christmas is coming, right? And maybe the goose is getting fat, and maybe it's not. But it can be so overwhelming in the holidays that we almost feel buried beneath all of the stuff that we have to do, all of the food you have to make, all of the gifts you have to buy. Some of you are so overwhelmed right now because you've been stressing and agonizing and calling out to God, what should I get Pastor Zach for Christmas? It's like a thing for you, like really painful. Don't worry, I've made myself a Bass Pro Shop Christmas wish list. I'll be sending that out tomorrow for you to, you know, we've only got 10 days, so be ready and get out the Visa. You know, maybe you're here this morning and you do actually, in a very real sense, feel overwhelmed. Maybe you feel buried underneath all of the stresses of life. Maybe you have some marriage family issues going on. Maybe you've got some health crisis going on. Maybe you've got some doubt going on. Like, is this God thing real? Why would I even follow God? And who cares about Him anyway? Maybe you've got some anxiety and some stress issues going on. Whatever's happening in your life, and it just feels very buried amongst all of it. You're just like, how am I going to get out of this kind of this pit so I can get some fresh air? Maybe that's you today. Well, I think it's all of us at certain times in our life, but maybe for you, it's just like a raw nerve. Well, today we're in our series, God With Us, and I want to start by reading this part in Matthew chapter 1. It says this, look, the virgin will conceive a child, and she will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. Everyone say, God is with me. He's with you, and we ask the question, when is God with us? Well, today I want to talk about this. God is with you when life buries you. When you are buried in life, when you're buried in pain and grief or anger and maybe unforgiveness, and that's burying you, and you feel like you can't get out of it, that's the perfect time to remember that God's with you and that God cares about you and that He's got a purpose beyond just the stuff of life that you have to deal with. And if you open up your heart today and you really learn what we're going to talk about today, I believe you're going to leave here this morning with more hope than you've ever had in your entire life. I believe it's going to be freeing for so many of you because you're going to realize what you should be doing in your life and what God's called us to do in our life when we feel like life has been burying us. To help us learn this, we're going to look at a passage where Jesus is actually having a conversation with the disciples. And so people had come to see Him, and He kind of gives this lesson. Jesus never wastes an opportunity to teach people. And so we're not going to waste this morning. Here's what it says in John chapter 12. It says, the hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. This is Jesus talking. Very truly I tell you, unless a kernel of the wheat falls to the ground and dies. Everyone say dies.
Dies.
It remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. Anyone who loves this life will lose it, while anyone who hates their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and wherever I am, my servant will also be. My Father will honor the one who serves me. Now my soul is troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? No, it was for this very reason that I came to this hour. He says, Father, glorify your name. Everyone say, God is with me. In this passage, Jesus teaches us His purpose for coming to earth. And He also teaches us our purpose for being on the earth. Because Jesus came really as the seed of salvation. Everyone say seed. He's the seed of salvation. And if we can kind of just have a flashback here just for a minute, we're going to go all the way back to the Old Testament if you've read it. There's a guy in the Old Testament, his name's Abraham. Abraham didn't have any children. He was married. He was old. And God comes and visits him and says, listen, Abraham, I've got a great plan for your life. I know you're buried in all this stuff. Even you're buried with people who do not have children right now. He goes, but I want you to know something. I'm going to bless you. He goes, and through your seed, all the nations of the earth will be blessed. And that includes us. Isn't that amazing? And who was that seed he was talking about? It was a child, and that child was to come by the person of Jesus Christ. In fact, Galatians 3:16 says this, "The promises were spoken to Abraham and to his seed." Scripture does not say "and to seeds," meaning many people, but "and to your seed," meaning one person who is what, church? Who is it? Christ. It's Jesus. That one seed. And Jesus came as the seed of salvation. So I want you to just follow me for a second. Jesus came, right? He's not just to be Jesus in a manger, but Jesus of the cross. Okay? He came not to just be Jesus in the manger, but Jesus of the cross. A lot of times we give a lot of, you know, pomp and circumstance to our nativity and the baby in a manger, but Jesus had a greater purpose. And the greater purpose was to come and die on the cross. Now watch. Jesus came. He lived a sinless life. He was God in the flesh. He came for the purpose of dying for your sins and for my sins. Praise God to that. After he died, he was buried literally as a seed, if you can follow me for a second, like a seed in the ground. He was buried in the grave, and he rose from the dead, the Bible says, so that he would be the first of many who would come to salvation in him. So God had a purpose that Jesus would be the seed of salvation through the cross, not just Jesus in the manger. And it's very important that we understand that, because as we learn that in our life, right, he was buried in death so that he might be raised to life. He was buried in death so that you and I might live a new life. So that we wouldn't be buried in life, but we'd be planted in Christ. See, so we asked this question this morning, what should you do when life is burying you, when life is so overwhelming? You've got such a big mountain in front of you, you can't see past it. The grief of it, or the pain of it, or the anger of it is so frustrating, you don't know how to get past the life issue. You don't know how to get past it. What do you do when life is burying you? Well, I'm going to point out a couple things. First, you have to bury your old life to be planted in Christ. You have to bury your old life to be planted in Christ. Now, here's the problem. Some of you, if you know about God, but you're not actually planted in Christ. Because oftentimes, we live with our feet in our old life and in our new life in Christ. We're trying to live our old way still, and we're trying to live a new life in Christ Jesus. We still want to hang on to some of the things of our old life and follow God at the same time. We're trying to get the best of both worlds, right? It's kind of like this, you know, we want the cheapest thing, but the best quality. You know who you are. And we try to live in both ways. And the problem is, we come to Jesus and we say, okay, Jesus is the seed of my salvation. I've surrendered my life to him, and I'm trying to follow him. But the problem is that we go back, and instead of planting ourselves in Christ, we actually go back and we dig up our old life. I have, not to brag about myself, but I should talk about me for a minute. I'm really good at killing gophers and ground squirrels. I don't know if you're an animal activist, we're praying for you. They're rats in the ground. All right, that's what they are. They're rats in the ground, and they just wreak havoc on your whole property, your lawn, your ground, whatever. So I've killed many, 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 a plethora of them. And when I first started killing them, I had a little special graveyard for them, and I would dig a hole, and I would bury them in the ground, okay? And then I would cover it up, because that's what you do with dead things. So I put it in the ground, and I buried it up. And then the next morning, I would come out there, and sometimes I'm burying like 10 at a time. And I've told you, I'm really good. And I bury them, and I come back, and they are dug up and gone. Now, I'm 100% sure they did not come back to life. Because when I kill something, it is dead. What happened is something came back and dug it right back up. Now, this is what we do in our spiritual life. We say, okay, God, I'm going to follow you, Jesus, and I'm going to stop living for myself. I'm going to start living for you. I believe you're the seed of my salvation. And then we start going, and the next thing we know, we're like, you grab your shovel, and you go right back over to where your old life was, and you start digging up all the old things. And it's really hard to live a new life in Christ when you're trying to dig up the old things, the things that should be dead, buried, and gone. So I have to bury my old self so that I might be planted in Christ. See, we don't let life bury you. Be planted in Christ Jesus. There's a big difference. Look at John. He says this, "Very truly I tell you, unless a kernel of the wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds." It has to die. It has to be planted. If we just leave it on the counter, nothing's going to happen to it. You know that? Some of you have never planted anything in your life. If you leave a seed on the counter, nothing's going to happen. I got to plant it in the ground. I got to bury it, right? So I got to bury it in the right soil, correct? Okay, follow me. I mean, at least you did the like little cotton ball thing in kindergarten, right? And the sun, and that you did something. All right, you've watched a YouTube video, something. Right? If we have a catastrophe in this country, we are in trouble. You're like, you mean, I just can't plant raw men and, you know, more raw men comes? No, I need a seed. I got to plant it in the right ground. And my old life is not the right ground. I have to plant it in Christ. I have to plant my seed, my life in Christ, so that it might bear much fruit. The old life has to be buried, and it has to die. Romans 6:4 says this. It says, "For we died and were buried with Christ by baptism, and just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glorious power of the Father, now we also may live new lives." Everyone say new life. This is important. When we have baptism, we're having baptism here in the next couple of weeks. If you want to get baptized, go online and sign up. Baptism is important for a couple of reasons. One, because it's our partnership with Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. We are identifying that I am dead to my old life. Baptism doesn't save you. That's a lie. Nowhere, because that may mean I have to do a work. I have to perform an act for my salvation. And you're saved by grace through faith only, not by works. So, but my baptism is very symbolic and very spiritual and very important, because when I'm buried in the water, right, it's symbolic that I'm burying my old life and I'm raising to new life in Christ Jesus. My old life has to be buried so that I could be planted in Christ. It means that I'm done with the old person, I'm done with the old way, I'm done with the old attitudes, and now I'm living for something greater. And that's Christ Jesus. To bury your old life, to be planted in Christ. Baptism is a symbol of that happening in our heart. Have you buried your old life? Or are you trying to live in both worlds? It can't be both worlds. Otherwise, you're going to be dealing with the same problem, just a different day. Got the same addiction, just a different day. Got the same hate, just a different day. Got the same anger, just a different day. Got the same pride and selfishness, just a different day. It's time to bury the old life and be planted in Christ. What does it mean to be planted in Christ? Well, to be planted in Christ means you die daily so you can live daily. Everyone say, die daily so you can live daily. This is an everyday process, not a one-time event. It's an everyday process. I die daily so that I can live daily. I've talked to several people whose number one fear is being buried alive. Anybody else, that's your number one fear? One, two, only, wow. Two services, three, okay. Four people in our entire church so far in two services, that's their number one fear. Isn't that crazy? I'm afraid of being buried alive. One time I went, what do they call it when you go cave diving? Spelunking? I literally went spelunking, and we crawled in this cave, and it was so narrow, we had to like worm our way through some of these passageways. I was such an idiot. I would never do that again. And we said, hey, we should get out of here. And we're like, okay. So hours later, we crawled out in a different cave. It's a miracle. That story was for free. You know, life can be like a cave-in. One day you're going great. One day things are awesome. One day, man, it's just, I feel like things are all jamming in the right direction. It's awesome. Next thing you know, poof, catastrophe. Next thing you know, oh my gosh, what's happening? Oh my gosh, everything's, you know, you have a financial trouble. Next thing you know, you're filing bankruptcy. Next thing you know, credit card company is calling you. Next thing you know, your job is not going so great. Next thing you know, what? And it's like a cave-in. How many know what I'm talking about? It's like an avalanche. I mean, oh my gosh, what's going on right now? This is why it's so important in our life that we are planted in Christ, because we have to understand what it means to die daily so that we can live daily. It's a difference between living in an accidental life and a life of purpose. An accidental life lives like this. I'm just going along with life, and I just kind of deal with the avalanches as they come, and just there's nothing I can do to control them. Part of that is true. You can't control some of the circumstances in life. How many know that's true? But the purpose is, I don't let the avalanches control and the cave-ins control my life, because I'm purposely planted in Christ. And when I'm purposely planted in Christ, the things that overwhelm me, or the sudden instances in life that are just so overwhelming, I don't let them control me. Why? Because my seed is planted in better soil, and that is the person of Jesus Christ. So my trust factor goes up. My faith factor goes up. My peace goes up. My contentment goes up. Why? Because I'm planted not in the burial of life, but in Jesus Christ, my Savior. Yeah. It's the difference between living life by accident and living life on purpose. When life buries us, we oftentimes feel like we just need to hang on. I need to try harder. I need to hang on a little bit more. I just give a little more effort. What if we just rested in the fact that we're planted in Jesus Christ? Jesus said this in Matthew 16. He said, if any of you wants to be my follower, now watch this verse, because this is going to turn your life upside down. He says, if any of you wants to be my follower, you must give up your own way, take up your cross. What does that mean? Cross is important because it's an instrument of death. It's a form of capital punishment. Jesus died on the cross. You have to take up your cross every single day. It means I'm a dying to myself and my desires and my wants and my passions, and I'm starting to live a different way. What's the way I live? He says this, and follow me. Watch that. He says, when you take up your own way, he says, take up your cross, give up your own way, take up your cross, and follow me. Everybody say, follow me. Follow. And follow me to better ground, to better soil, a better place to plant the seed of your life. He says, if you try to hang on to your life, you'll lose it. But if you give up your life for my sake, you'll save it. That's so upside down from how we live our lives, isn't it? I always try to hang on to my life. But Jesus says, no, you got to give up your own life, and you got to actually surrender it to me, and you're actually going to save it. That means I die to myself and my own passions and my own desires and my own wants and my own plan, and realize God's got a better plan for me than I think he does, and he's definitely got a better plan for your life than you think you do. And I say, okay, God, I'm going to surrender to you. I take up my cross daily. What would happen if you stopped trying to hang on to your old life and you started planting yourself in Christ like in a real, serious, no-holds-barred way? I'm all in for Christ. My daughter has this little picture on her wall, and it's an old-school drawing of Alice in Wonderland. And in it has this little quote, and it says, there's no going back to yesterday because I was a different person then. And I think that that's so powerful to our life, because too often we go back and we dig up the dead gophers and the dead ground squirrels of our life, and we try to relive that life all over again. There's no sense in going back to that person. Why? Because you're a different person then. Now you're planted in Christ Jesus, and that's going to bear fruit into something more miraculous and more wonderful than you could ever imagine. You see, when life buries us, God's still with us. So you say, hey, okay, maybe I want to plant myself in Christ, and I kind of want to do this Jesus thing and follow after him with all my heart, my soul, my mind, and my strength. I want to follow Jesus all the days of my life. I don't want to go back to the old way. What do I do? What's the outcome? What's the benefit? What are the perks? Some of you, that you need that. You need to know what the perks are. What's in it for me? Well, we're going to answer this question. What happens when you're planted in Christ? What happens to your life when you deliberately, willfully, intentionally say, I'm following Jesus. I'm taking up my cross, and I'm following Jesus. What happens? I want to give you a few things that happen in our life. And number one is this. When you're planted in Christ, you leave sin and loneliness behind. You leave sin, everyone say sin, and loneliness behind. Sin and loneliness always go together. They're buddies. They're the friends you should never hang out with. Sin and loneliness. And when I'm planted in Christ, I'm leaving it behind. Remind ourselves here what he says. He says, unless a kernel of the wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed, but if it dies, it produces many seeds. In other words, there's fruit that comes out. I begin to actually follow Jesus in a real way, and sin is left behind. My loneliness is left behind. Why? Because I've surrendered that at the cross. I've raised to new life in Jesus Christ, and I begin to live in a community of godly people. It's a dying to self. Galatians 5:24 says this, those who belong to Christ Jesus have nailed, everyone say nailed, have nailed the passions and desires of their sinful nature to the cross and crucified them there. Here's our problem. We give up our sin and we go back with a claw hammer and we're taking nails out of the cross like, oh, I forgot this thing. You go back to your life. You go back to your greed. You go back to whatever it is you struggle. Oh, I forgot. That's not as, when you nail it to the cross, you don't take it down. It's done. It's dead. And I no longer have it in my life. Well, when you're planted in Christ, you start living a fruitful life. You start living a fruitful life. It has to become something where you begin to bear fruit. He says it produces many seeds. It actually begins to be something that bears fruit in your life. You know, if you take a seed and you look at it, all you see is a seed, right? What you can't see is the potential of that seed. And what some of you fail to see is the potential that you have in your life when you're planted in Christ. You have great potential in Jesus Christ. But you have to plant yourself in the right soil. You have to put God first. You have to seek Him first in all His ways. And say, okay, I'm going to plant myself in good soil so that I might not be overwhelmed by life, but I might be with God as God is with me. Are you with me so far? And when you're planted in Christ, you start acting and talking in a life-giving way. You start acting and talking in a life-giving way. There's a story of a man who went to visit some missionaries. So he went and he got on the plane. He flew to the country. He got off there and he took a cab to the train station, and he got on the train. He took the train station to another city. He got in the city, and he took a bus to the edge of the village. Edge of the village, he started hiking for miles and miles and miles back to the jungle, and he finally gets to the place where the missionaries are, and he sees the husband and wife, says, man, this is amazing. You guys are doing a great job. He goes, this is amazing. He goes, but man, they sure have you buried way back here in the middle of nowhere, don't they? And the husband and wife both just kind of stood up and looked, said, we're not buried. We're planted. It's a whole different way of looking at life. Say, you know, I used to say, oh man, life's overwhelming. Oh man, oh, life's so difficult. Oh man, I got all these things going on. I'm not buried, I'm planted. See, God's going to use something in this situation and the circumstance to bear much fruit for Him. It's a whole way of talking and thinking and working out my life. Why? Because I'm not buried in life, I'm planted. And God's with me when I'm planted in Christ. So as you think about these things and these things that come along in our life, say, okay, God, I know life can be overwhelming sometimes. I know it can be frustrating. I know it can be difficult, but God, I want to plant myself in You. I want to bear much fruit in You. It's the difference between living life on accident and living life on purpose. And man, there's a difference.